It's Supervisor Linda Hopkins. Linda, good morning.
Hi, how are you
doing? Oh, there you are. I am doing great. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I can't believe that we're 3 days away from the 5-month anniversary of the fires. Wow.
It's hard to believe. In some ways, it feels like it was just yesterday, and in some ways, it feels like it was lifetimes ago.
Yes, it does. But I'm happy to have, the more time that passes, the closer we don't begin recovery because we're already there, but we get closer and closer to the actual start of rebuilding and onward from there. So, it seems like, what does it seem like from your standpoint as a county leader in terms of where we're at this date?
I just feel like there's so much work still to be done. Obviously, we've been talking a lot about the wireless emergency alerts and sort of, how will we respond to another disaster if it happened tomorrow?
Yep.
And I want to be clear that we are coming into another fire season in just a few months. It's right around the corner. And so, in my opinion, we really need to make sure that we have policies in place, that we have transparency and accountability to elected officials when it comes to how will we respond in future crises and future catastrophes.
Yeah, I know that's certainly what supervisors are working on, city leaders are working on, Cheryl Bratton, the county administrator, also working on a plan that would be in place, should something like that happen even an hour from now. Because when we talk about fire season now, of course, we're talking about a different scenario altogether and not just the months that we're used to, but realistically speaking, a year-round fire situation.
Absolutely. I mean, it was pretty chilling when it was just a couple of, what was it, in December, I think, that we had a sort of fire alert that, was sort of aware of high fire danger weather, which is just crazy to think that, around Christmas time, that we're facing those kinds of scenarios.
Well,
it's a new normal.
Yeah, it is definitely a new, I hate to even call it normal because that gives it too much credence on some level, psychologically speaking, but you're right. But what about marijuana so far? I know that this is one of your areas of expertise. It is one of your areas of activity. And so here we are in the third month of recreational pot sales in Sonoma County. It's still pretty light in terms of the sale opportunities, the places where we can buy it. And it seems like it's very light in terms of the number of growers who've applied for permits.
I completely agree with you. I don't know if I'd call it one of my areas of activity. That might send the wrong message.
That's true.
But I am on the cannabis ad hoc along with Supervisor Susan Gorin. It's interesting. I feel like we've been getting criticism from both sides of the aisle on the current cannabis ordinance. Namely, we've been hearing from a lot of concerned neighbors about allowing, cannabis operations on diverse agriculture zone parcels that have rural residential parcels around them, particularly in South County. We've been hearing a lot of concerns from neighbor groups. On the other hand, I'm hearing from cannabis cultivators who are saying that the tens of thousands of dollars, that they're having to shell out to run different types of analyses that are required, whether that's a, biodiversity survey, whether that's a groundwater sustainability survey. I mean, we've set a very, very high bar that's making it very challenging for a lot of small growers to come into compliance.
So what's the answer to that?
I do see actually larger operations coming together to sort of help some of these smaller growers go through this process. So you see people, those larger companies like Cannacraft, for instance, actually offering to help small growers with this process and taking on some of that liability and some of that cost, in exchange for them becoming a contract grower. So I think that that is helping people. But I will say that some of those larger operators, I talked to one company that had identified 250 potential parcels that were legally zoned for cannabis cultivation in Sonoma County. And when they actually ran through all of the different analyses, looking at, would they get opposition from neighbors? Do they have sufficient groundwater? Is it in some kind of an endangered species area? They actually wound up with only about 20 parcels that they would really consider, trying to go through the full permitting process out of 250. So that, I think, shows that we have set a very high bar. And that it is actually going to be challenging for cannabis cultivators to find the appropriate sort of parcel to grow on in Sonoma County.
And at what point, Supervisor Hopkins, do you think we will be able to have a good, at least a decent initial handle on how much money this sale of recreational pot could bring into the county?
you know, I really think that we're probably a year away from really seeing, you know, getting that kind of first wave of permits through, seeing how much revenue those businesses are going to generate. So I think that it's still a giant question mark, to be honest. You know, and I've gotten people asking me already, can you change the regulation? Can you change the ordinance? And the answer is we haven't even seen the ordinance play out yet. So it seems like we need to actually implement the ordinance and see how it's working,
yeah,
and see what the shortcomings are before we actually look at revising it. But I've had requests both from the cultivation community as well as from the concerned neighbor groups. So it's, you know, I think that in some ways the fact that neither group is wholly happy means that we did come up with a fairly decent compromise ordinance, right, that's looking at all of those different factors.
Yes.
But I certainly think that we'll need to review it after we've had time to really see the implementation.
And what's the most urgent issue that you're working on today?
You know, right now, actually, it's homelessness, and I'm very concerned that our homeless point and time count that just took place a couple of weeks ago is going to show an increase. I've heard a lot of anecdotal evidence that, you know, suggests that we are seeing more homeless folks potentially as a result of the fires, and whether they are direct fire survivors or what I call secondary or tertiary victims, you know, displacements due to the skyrocketing house of, you know, cost of housing,
yeah,
or due
scarcity.
To, for instance, you had a landlord who had to move back into, you know, a property that they were renting out to tenants that then displaced the tenants. I think that we're going to see a significant challenge in homelessness in the years to come. So I've been working on the 130 people who are encamped behind Roseland.
Yeah.
We got a housing navigation center set up for them that's in full operation today, which is great. But there's so much more work to be done. You know, we're seeing increased homelessness out along the Russian River corridor as well. And I know that East County has been struggling as well.
Yeah, and that's something that's fairly new in the East County. And but what about the population numbers? When will we have access to that count?
You know, we should have some preliminary results in the next couple of months. I think that it's usually, I felt like it was right before budget time that we received them last year, because it does take a while to, you know, it's a bunch of citizens and volunteers going out and doing the count, and I actually participated and went on a precinct in Forestville to count homeless residents out there. And so, you know, it takes time to aggregate all of that data and then to, you know, put it all into a nice form to present to the public, which should happen, I think, last year, maybe it was around May. So in
Boy.
The next couple of months, hopefully.
Different perspective, I would imagine, no matter how you feel about homelessness, actually taking part in that population count must be a very, you know, a way of really personalizing the issue.
It's very sobering. You know, and I mean, all you have to do, though, is go to Roseland and go to the dollar store, and you see about 120, 130 tents all in little narrow rows. You know, just it's very sobering.
Yeah, it's staggering.
And you realize that, you know, these are members of our community. These are Sonoma County residents, and it feels like we should be able to do better.
Absolutely, and I know that is the goal in terms of everybody working on that particular part, and you're right. We had some decreases in the homeless population over the last couple of years, and keeping our fingers crossed that what we hope will be a rise turns out to be not true. One more note for you, Supervisor Hopkins, just a wish for a happy Women's History Month to you.
Yes, and you too. Thank you so much for everything that you do. And I saw that you were a judge on the Miss Sonoma County panel. Is that right?
I was. It was sort of a
fun. I was talking to Bridgette. She was so excited that you were part of it.
It was such a surreal experience, to tell you the truth, and I can't help but do that. But it was obviously a lot of energy goes into this pageant, and you know, do I agree with all of it? Nope, I don't. But do I understand that the effort is that what comes out of it is that you have a lot of young women and girls who feel a lot more confident as a result, who feel a lot better about, you know, speaking in large groups and as a result of all that, feel better about themselves. For that, I am, you know, very happy that it exists.
Absolutely. And I think it does offer them an opportunity to raise some issues. I know that last Miss Sonoma County was focusing on mental health. And I think that this year it was African American studies in schools.
Yes,
right?
Indeed. Very important stuff. Very. And I know you'll probably be proud of me because I did not take a knee during the swimsuit part of the competition. I thought
that
it.
That would have been my one temptation, I think. That's the one thing that I think rubs me the wrong way with it.
Yeah, but, that's got to go away. That's got to go away. There's just no excuse for it. Other than that, very thrilled about the winner, and she was my pick too. So great to talk to you, Supervisor Hopkins, and we no doubt will do so again soon.
Yep. Have a great day.